From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea holds a nationwide civil defense exercise simulating an air raid and other contingencies such as terror attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea possesses 57 nuclear weapons and that he will meet with Kim Jong-un this year. And the country's centenarian population records a surge of more than 172% over the past decade. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. South Korea held a nationwide civil defense exercise simulating an air raid and other contingencies such as terror attacks. This came as Seoul and Washington cut short their annual joint military Uchi Freedom Shield exercise. Sirens sounded across the country, with police halting traffic and directing people to underground shelters. Eileen Cahill has more.
For 20 minutes on Thursday afternoon, roads were clear of traffic and people on the streets headed for evacuation shelters. The air raid siren sounded at 2 p.m., signaling the start of a nationwide evacuation drill as part of the Uchi exercise. In downtown Seoul, people gathered in underground corridors at City Hall subway station.
I don't think we can afford to let our guard down just because the military exercises have been scaled back. I think it's very important for people to participate in the drills so they can be prepared to respond when an alert is issued. So I'm glad to see that so many people came out today.
Yeah, I was very surprised. Because we came and suddenly it happened what you expect to happen in a private company, maybe. So an exercise for a fire alarm or something like similar. And instead here it was for the whole city. So it was amazing seeing that they are kind of prepared for any unexpected event to happen.
The annual civil defense exercise, intended to prepare the country for war and other national emergencies, saw citizens flee to some 17,000 designated shelters or underground safe facilities. At the same time, government ministries and public agencies ordered their workers to hide in basements. Police officers at the Seoul Southern Detention Center in Guro District practiced ways to subdue escaping inmates. At Incheon International Airport, employees acted out a drone attack scenario in which the north side of runway 4 was the imagined target. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
North Korea fired about 10 short-range ballistic missiles toward the East Sea from the Pyongyang area on Thursday, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. It marks the North's first ballistic missile launch in just 8 days. North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the East Sea from the Wonsan area at around 6 a.m. Wednesday of last week, with the missile flying more than 700 kilometers. It also launched a short-range ballistic missile from the Wonsan area toward the East Sea on the afternoon of August 6th. U.S. President Donald Trump has told reporters he expects to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this year. As reporters asked him about his efforts to revive dialogue with Pyongyang, Trump said the North Korean leader has 57 very powerful nuclear weapons. It's the first time he's ever attached a precise number to the contents of the North's nuclear arsenal. Kim Bum-soo has the latest.
And I know Kim Jong-un very well.
Asked if denuclearization is still his goal in seeking to revive dialogue with North Korea, President Trump refused to answer. Trump instead emphasized that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un already possesses nuclear weapons.
Are you exchanging written letters with Kim Jong-un?
Can't tell you that. But I get along with him. And you know what? The fact that I get along with him, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. He has 57 very powerful nuclear weapons. Should have never allowed it to happen.
The remarks came Wednesday after he decided earlier in the week to scale back the ongoing annual military drills with South Korea, essentially cutting them in half.
Yeah, I will be.
By specifically mentioning 57 nuclear weapons, Trump got a step closer to recognizing North Korea as a de facto nuclear state. Some longtime North Korea observers now say Trump's aim for future talks with Kim maybe to freeze or limit the number of warheads in Pyongyang's possession, a reversal of the Allies' 25-year-old campaign for complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. Kim Bom-soo, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has called on visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to maintain close communication on bilateral relations and issues concerning the Korean Peninsula. During their meeting at the presidential office on Thursday, Yi said South Korea and China are making clear progress toward fully restoring bilateral ties following his meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping last year and this year. He also asked Wang to maintain close strategic communication with Foreign Minister Choi Hyun and National Security Advisor Lee Sung-nak on bilateral relations and issues concerning the Korean Peninsula. Wang conveyed Xi's greetings and said bilateral ties were continuing to develop steadily based on the shared understandings reached through reciprocal state visits by the two leaders. Wang also said China will actively implement follow-up measures agreed upon by the two leaders and prepare for high-level exchanges between the two countries at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in the Chinese city of Shenzhen in November.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The centenarian population in South Korea has surged more than 172% over the past decade. Census data released by the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Thursday showed there were 8,604 people in the country age 100 or older as of November 1, 2025. This cohort has increased by 5,445 people since surpassing the 3,000 mark in 2015. According to the latest figures, women accounted for 83.4% of the 100-plus group. However, male centenarians grew by 233.6%, significantly outpacing the 162.8% growth rate for female centenarians over the cited period. More than 9 out of 10 South Koreans live in urban areas that make up roughly one-sixth of the country. A joint report released by the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport and the Korea Land and Geospatial Informatics on Thursday reveals that as of the end of last year, 106,563 square kilometers of land had been designated for specific land use purposes. Of this total, 17,740 square kilometers, or 16.7%, consisted of urban areas. South Korea logged a total population of 51.12 million at the end of last year, with 47.06 million of those people living in urban areas. The nation's urban population has consistently hovered around 92% of the total for the past decade. The central region is set to see rain on Friday, while the southern part of the country will experience passing showers amid sweltering heat. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration on Thursday, 5 to 40 millimeters of rain will fall on Seoul, Incheon, and Gyeonggi Province on Friday. Inland and mountainous areas of Gangwon Province will see between 5 and 30 millimeters. 5 to 40 millimeters of rain is forecast for the northern parts of South Chungcheong Province and between 5 and 30 millimeters for the northern areas of South Chungcheong Province. Passing showers of between 5 and 50 millimeters are forecast for Daejeon, Sejong, parts of the Chungcheong Provinces, North Jeolla Province, Jeonnam, Gwangju, Daegu, Jeju, and the inland areas of the Gyeongsang region. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.